Who's the only one here who knows illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Chris, I gotta ask you a question.
All right, go ahead.
If you went somewhere and there was like a glory hole, would you stick your dick through it?
Well, I think I would want to look through it first.
What if you went to look through it and you realized you were on the business end of it and someone put a dick in your eye?
You're right. That's probably why no one ever looks. Or, God, even worse, what if two dicks go in at the same time? One of you's gonna fuck the other one. It's all about who has the stretchiest and most powerful dick.
What's stretchy? How does that matter?
Dick stretching. When a man fucks a dick, the other dick has to stretch out, Danny.
Oh, you mean into the
Didn't your
people.
Dad ever teach you that?
Oh, okay, I get it.
By showing you.
What if somebody told you they like took you in this room and there was like a hole in the wall and they said, Chris, you could stick your dick through the hole in the wall, and there's a 50% chance that, who's your favorite porn star?
Mary Carey.
There's a 50% chance that Mary Carey's on the other side, and she'll do everything that you want her to do to it. And there's a 50% chance that a professional soccer player will kick you in the dick with cleats on. Would you do it?
I have a few questions. First of all, how do they know my name? Because that does.
You went way back to the beginning.
That
of
does.
Set up. Hey, Chris.
Well, it's. Let's say you went to work one day and there was like a room, like a door that you've always seen, but they've never let you in. And then you're like, what's in that door? And the guy's like, hey, Chris, follow me. And then he takes you in there.
Who,
and then he
who,
starts
who,
back
who?
With, hey, Chris.
Who? Ed?
No, not Ed.
Fat Tony?
Fat Tony, that's who would do it.
I just made that name up.
All right.
All right, well.
Be honest, though. That's a 50-50
Well, hold on
chance.
A second. If it's at work, then I know it's one of the hags I work with.
No, but they may.
Not in this hypothetical situation.
Okay. Well, is it ever going to get back to the HR department?
No.
You're sure?
It will never be spoken of ever again. And if you get kicked in the dick, you don't get workman's comp either.
I don't get work.
No, you don't, because it's...
What kind of a benefits package is this?
Well, it's completely off the record. That's why it doesn't go to HR either.
Oh. All right. Well, I guess that's fair.
You know what I mean? Because then if it goes to HR, then right. You could get workman's comp.
Oh, shit.
What would the claim be? Like, how would you injure
sexual your... harassment?
No, but I mean, like, the dick kick.
If you get kicked in the dick, that's sexual harassment as far as I'm concerned. Someone's harassing your dick with a spike.
And why was someone at work with cleats on?
Right. That's the bigger question. Why was someone wearing cleats to work? Not why was there a glory hole system set up? It was a regular part of the daily process.
So what's your answer? Would you do it?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Oh, by the way, it was the guy with the cleats. Sorry.
Oh, wait, you said 50-50?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I got to know more about the cleats.
Are they steel-toed?
They are hard plastic.
Is my dick going to bleed?
Well, see, that's what I haven't decided. I don't know if he's just going to kick it from the side or if he's just going to go straight on with like a kick, like you'd kick a door in.
Hey, fellas.
It's got to be the door kick, because otherwise it doesn't matter that he has cleats.
Hey, fellas, I think a good question to ask during a first date is, my dick going to bleed? Anyway, boy, I don't like this dick thing. I feel like I've had a blowjob before. I don't need a mystery blowjob, you know? I don't need surprises when it comes to getting a blowjob. Blowjob surprises are never good.
What if you had a girlfriend and she had like a hole in her wall and she said, hey, let's, this would be exciting. Let's do a little role playing. I'll go on the other side of this wall and you stick your dick through. And then, so you do it and you're like 5 minutes in and you're like, man, this isn't how she normally does it. Right. And then after a few seconds, you realize that you felt a mustache.
Oh, shit.
Like, is that grounds for breaking up with her?
That would never happen to me because I don't date Hispanic girls.
No, I think he means that the mustache means that there's a guy on the other end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like a practical joke.
Is this a handlebar? What are we talking about?
Well, okay, look, hold on. All right, before we get mustache silly. Yes, I will stick my dick in my girlfriend's wall. No, I won't do it at work because I don't like mystery blowjobs. And even if it's a hot girl, I'm not going to see her. It might as well just be a fucking mustache. And B, it's at work. And I'm really not sure if I trust you about the HR department not finding out. And I guess that's it.
You know, it'd be funny is if, like, for a practical joke, if I worked at your office and I gave you that setup and you decided to go for it, but really what was on the other side wasn't the porn star and it wasn't the soccer player, but it was the office of the woman who runs the HR department.
That's what I was going to say. It was the HR department.
How do you explain that one?
There's just this dick dangling.
Wait a second. Hold on. That is a great idea for, like, Porky's 5. Like, here, stick your dick in this hole, but it's the HR person's office, and it's like the nose of a moose picture she had.
You know what I was just thinking is, you know how, like, game shows are really popular again? Like, everybody has a game show and stuff. Now that there's, like, all these other, you know, like, HBO is really popular again and Showtime and stuff like that, why don't they do, like, an adult-themed game show where, like, maybe like a, what was that show?
They do adult themed game shows, believe me.
Yeah, but he's not talking about in Japan or Germany.
Oh, okay.
But you know how they used to have that show, like, what's the show where, you know, it'd be like a woman or a man and there'd be like three mystery people that would take you out on a date?
Oh, Fantasy Fuck.
Mystery Blowjob.
Yeah, but you could do that. Like, have like a glory hole and then the three people have 20 seconds to impress you, and then you
Chris
choose
just
who
got
you
this
really
date. Serious look in his eyes, like he thinks this is
well,
an amazing
listen,
idea.
I've always been a pioneer when it comes to porn ideas.
And game show ideas,
because I always said, listen, reality TV, that's the game. That's the name of the game in the future for porn. And no one listened to me.
Well, here's the true fact. Chris and I came up with the idea for Fear Factor way before Fear Factor came out.
But also every 8-year-old boy came up with that.
No, but we had the idea for the game show and everything. Like, we had...
Oh, that's right. And we even
How did your version go?
We even had Joe Rogan in talks.
Yeah. It was very similar to Fear Factor, except there were some painful things involved.
Except
also.
Danny wanted to call it Queer Factor.
Shoddy Radio. So you never talked about your idea, Chris.
I got the idea because I saw what looked like a condom on your desk, and I asked you about it, and you said it was gum, and then that's when the light bulb went off.
Turn it back on again.
Well, I think you can all figure out where I'm going with this.
Wait, it was gum that looked like a condom?
It was a condom that's flavored like bubble gum?
No, listen. It's a gum that is also a condom. It has to be chewed into form by a lady or a gentleman, whatever your taste might be.
My taste is grape.
I was going to ask you if you're supposed to chew it or fuck with it first.
Yeah, so
because I'd rather chew with it first.
Well, that's the whole point. Well, it's not gonna be like baseball card gum that breaks off on your dick.
No. But I think what Ben's saying is, are you supposed to fuck with it? He thought maybe you were saying that you would have sex, put the condom on, have sex with it, and then afterwards you chew that.
You chew a
and
spent
it's like
condom.
It's like one of those pieces of gum that has like the flavor blast inside.
here's the beauty of the condom gum, is that after you fuck with it, you can chew it. And it is 100% edible and 100% biodegradable.
But how will this possibly stop, like...
AIDS in Africa? I don't know, but it won't hurt.
I don't mean AIDS in Africa. I mean, it's not going to stop STDs or pregnancy if it's
gum. It ain't going to help them. Probably slow them down a good deal.
Well, you just mean gum in general, then. You don't even want to invent a condom. You just want people to just start using gum as condoms.
Well, Danny, there is a better way to invent the mousetrap.
All right.
So eventually, we'll go to the lab. We'll figure out something that stays in put a little bit better than gum.
What about people who have really sharp teeth?
Well, listen, women with sharp teeth need not apply.
So Jewel can't use this gum.
Well, I think a lady in the 90s with sharp teeth must know by now that she has to be careful.
Well, I think he means with the gum, like you're going to puncture a hole in the condom.
Right. That's what I meant.
I don't mean... he's not talking about...
No, I know. She should know how to operate her teeth.
But but she's going to chew gum. You think usually when she's chewing gum, she's worried, I hope I don't puncture this gum.
You don't get it at all. The gum has to be pliable. That's how you form it into the shape of a condom. After you're done forming it into the shape of a condom, you stop chewing it.
Okay.
So is there like a mold that you use to shape it into the shape of a condom?
Yeah, or just the cock. The cock is the mold. That's the beauty of the gum condom.
So it fits every man.
Well, it depends. I mean, I think it'll be like bubble tape where you could roll off the size you need. Or big league chew.
Just strands.
You just stick your dick in the bag.
How about this? How about it's called condgum?
No, that's stupid.
What are you going to call it?
Gum condom.
You know what I'd call it?
What's that?
I'd call it bubble cum.
Wow, both of your ideas are better than mine.
Wait a minute, I've got one. I think you should call it Big League
Screw. Big League Screw.
You're right. I was going for something about big girls, too.
Ben's was way better.
Well, I didn't commit yet.
Let's just think of every brand of gum and then change it into a gum condom.
How about this one? How about this one? Bubble rape.
Bazooka blow.
That's good.
What's that gum with the zebra print?
Oh, fruit stripes.
Is that your brand, Daddy?
You tricked
me. Find your brand.
You tricked me into that. You knew how much I love fruit stripes, and you wanted me to say it enthusiastically.
And this is a good product that you want to hook kids on when they're young.
Well, there's Bubblicious.
How about Bubble Buttlicious?
I didn't think we'd be looking up gum names.
Apparently there's a brand called Hubba Bubba Max.
Oh yeah, there's Hubba Bubba. I forgot about Hubba
Bubba. You know what the slogan of my company is? Mm-mm. We'll double your pleasure too.
Oh yeah, Double Mint. What about Double Mint? Big Red? You don't even have to change Big Red. Big Red is just Big Head.
Or if you're a dog, you could wear it because their dicks are red.
Oh yeah. Here we go again. We just started this podcast. Now we're on to dog dicks. How does this always happen?
It's like that 6 degrees of separation or whatever it's called with Kevin Bacon.
How far does it take us to get back?
Everything is like 5 moves away from dog dick.
Okay, I've got one. Instead of orbit, fortit.
Shoddy Radio.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com or call at 774-633-9669. That's 7-SHODDY now.
We have a new installment in that.
Yeah, in
untitled script.
Yeah, producer Brian. Chris, how do you keep getting your hands on producer Brian's?
Well, I don't know if I told you before, but through trickery, I was able to figure out his password.
Oh, so this is online. Oh, that's right. It's his blog.
Well, right? No, it's a secret movie script that he's writing.
But he's writing it online.
Well,
it's not like you're not finding. That's right. I was thinking you found like a physical journal, but that doesn't require
a
password.
No, this
you're
is all digital, Danny. It's the 90s.
Digital. It's the 90s. Wait a minute.
I've been saying that all night.
I just know.
I always like when people used to say in the 90s, like when I was a kid, I remember noticing people like, hey, man, it's the 90s. We can do this. We can do whatever. Come on, Casey, it's the 90s. The 80s are gone. They're long gone. And for like 2 months, that's immediately all sitcoms like, man, get out of the 80s.
Yeah, that's true. So, you hacked into this thing. So, well, let's hear it. What do we got?
All right, well, it's not really much here, but we can go through it. I guess I'll continue playing the part of Brian.
Oh, can you email it to me?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you emailed it to me. Oh, awesome. Look at this. We are in the 90s.
All right, can you see it? I'll read the narrations.
Okay. Oh, I got it. Here we go.
And yeah. And I'll be the part of Brian. You just read the role of woman.
Okay.
And the working title is... for this is Copy Jam.
Copy Jam?
Copy Jam.
All right.
No, Paper Jam.
Paper that, Jam.
Paper Jam and Copy Jam are two working titles.
Okay.
So I'll just start with the direction, okay?
Okay.
Brian is telling a story about a time he kicked someone's ass.
That's okay.
So I said, either you're my friend or you're my enemy. You make the choice.
So then what did you do?
I kicked the shit out of him.
That's so brave. You're a special guy, you know that?
Huh. Maybe you're right. Brian looks away with a humble look on his face.
I want to make love to you.
Tell me something I don't know. Brian fucks her. It fades out at a candle. Then when it pans back, time has passed. The woman is smoking with a look on her face that says she's just had the best sex of her life.
That was the best sex of my life.
Yeah.
Why aren't you smoking?
I don't smoke, baby.
Why not?
Because I'd rather teach kids karate.
Oh, that's it for right now.
Yeah, that's all he has.
Oh, man. This movie is...
this is heating up, dude.
I think he's got a hit on his hands.
This is getting steamy.
So Brian doesn't smoke because he'd rather teach kids karate.
I can't even imagine what that means. I guess we'll have to wait.
It's like a teaser.
Yeah, I know. It's like this character, Brian, is really like an onion. And each week he's peeled another layer. And you just wonder how sweet his core is going to be.
And here's the thing. But sometimes while you're peeling layers, you get tears in your eyes.
Printer jam. Printer jam. Printer jam. Printer jam. Jam. Printer. Jam.
We've never really gotten into Bill O'Reilly on this show enough, as much as we should, because I think all of us seriously hate Bill O'Reilly. I know I hate Bill O'Reilly probably more than anyone.
I hate Glenn Beck way more.
I do. I agree with that, with what Ben said. Bill O'Reilly is kind of funny, but Glenn Beck is scary and a fucking horrible person, and I just fucking hate the way he looks.
Yeah, well, we can do Glenn Beck another night. Tonight we're doing Bill O'Reilly, because I made a little clip. You'll hear it. This is for Bill O'Reilly talking about science.
Bill O'Reilly, the science guy.
Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
The science guy.
Science rules.
Fucking thing sucks.
Bill O'Reilly.
The science guy.
Inertia is a property of matter.
Bill O'Reilly.
Impact segment tonight. Just before Christmas, an atheist group purchased a giant sign outside the Lincoln Tunnel here in New York City that said belief in Jesus as God is, quote, a myth. Then just last weekend, another sign appeared, this one in Huntsville, Alabama. The message says this about religion. You know, they're all scam, picturing Christian, Jewish, and Islamic symbols on the sign. So what's going on? With us now, David Silverman, president of the American Atheist Group, which is responsible for both billboards. So why the insults?
Well, they're not insults. They're truths.
We just heard Nancy Pelosi.
He got like one sentence in, and Bill O'Reilly, he said, so why the insults? And then David Silverman said, well, they're not insults.
You
play David Silverman, I'll play Bill O'Reilly. Ready, Chris?
All right.
So why the insults? That's basically what happened. Listen to this.
He's an asshole.
But I mean, he talked for 30 seconds. Okay. He asked him one question, and then watch how fast he interrupts him.
So what's going on? With us now, David Silverman, president of the American Atheist Group, which is responsible for both billboards. So why the insults?
Well, they're not insults. They're truths.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Wait a minute. He was already chambered to shut him up, whatever he said.
That's what's weird. He's like,
well, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
So why?
You could have said, Bill. said, Bill, you look like a guy with a huge cock. Wait a minute.
If I got in the same room with Bill O'Reilly, I would try to murder him. And I probably would succeed. Especially now that he's an older man.
Ben, if Danny and Bill O'Reilly were to get into a fight to the death, who would you hope would win?
Who would I hope would win?
Yeah.
I would hope that they would both deliver the fatal blow at the same time, like the end of Rocky.
Or like in Street Fighter,
exactly.
When you do the double knockout.
Rocky 2, but neither of them get up.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, at least I know that I died doing something I cared about, which is killing Bill O'Reilly.
Plus, he'd be famous for that.
It's true.
Yeah. And we just heard Nancy Pelosi said that it's pay as you go. So let's try to get
this
into the truth.
This isn't about pay as you go. This is about telling the truth. Now, if people
if you
get
say,
offended
if you
because we're saying what we believe,
no.
Let's
just be regular guys instead of I'm a Catholic, you're atheist. We're just regular guys now, okay? You say something's a scam.
Yep.
On
it
a sign.
A scam.
And then you come in here where millions of people are watching you and say that's not an insult. What does the word scam mean to you?
Scam means it's deliberately misleading people. And
that's not an insult?
It's not an insult to the people. The people are just following.
It's not an insult to the people?
It's a statement to the people who are following the religion. And really, it's attacking the people who are in the pews.
All right.
Wait a second.
Wait. Now, I'm stick with the insult. Because this is certainly an insult.
Okay, first off, what doesn't Bill O'Reilly, as a Catholic, believe that every other religion is a scam?
Yes, he has to. If he's a true Catholic. So that's insulting to every religion in the world, except for Catholicism.
But even if he said, like, he's not saying they're deliberately being a scam, but they're still wrong, that's still offensive. And why is he acting, like, super, super, like, angry at this? And, like, offended by this?
Right.
Why is it not okay to insult anything?
As long as it's not something that he believes in.
You want to hear the rest of it?
Religion is a scam, but it's not the people's fault. They've just been lured in.
That's right.
Whose fault is it?
It's the leaders of the religion.
The leaders.
Of course.
All right.
I mean, this is not brain surgery.
The Pope.
Absolutely.
Right.
Look,
all of
this is not brain surgery, and this is not world news. Everybody knows religion is a scam. The only news here is
everybody knows. I don't know, Mr. Silverman.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I got to tell you.
You sit here and you're skeptical every day, and then you go to church and you get on your knees and you pray to an invisible man in the sky.
Invisible man in the sky.
You don't think that's a scam?
No, I don't.
You
know, and I'll tell you why.
A man that was built by a man.
I'll tell you why it's not a scam, in my opinion. All right? Tide goes in, tide goes out. Never a miscommunication. You can't explain that. You can explain why the tide goes in.
Tide goes in, tide goes out.
See, the water, the tide comes in, and it goes out, Mr. Silverman.
Maybe
it always comes in.
On top of Mount Olympus, who's making the tides go in and out.
No, but you can't explain
that. A scam and a myth of the same.
All right, well, this is the thing that sort of spiked the whole debate, because Bill O'Reilly's point is tide goes in. A lot of people have covered this.
I don't think it's a debate as much as it's just he's retarded and everyone's laughing at him.
Yeah, he says tide goes in, tide goes out, and he says you can't explain that. But of course, we can explain that. It's the moon that does it. Basically.
I like that rather than explain it, he just shows how ridiculous his point is by bringing up Thor with lightning.
So then a bunch of people wrote like letters, and there was a huge thing about it. So people say like, well, you can explain how the tide goes in and the tide goes out. It's controlled by the moon. Our tides are controlled by by the moon's gravity. So then he tries to sort of debate that.
Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
Science rules.
Fucking thing sucks.
Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
Inertia is a property of matter.
Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
T minus 7 seconds.
Bill O'Reilly,
the science guy.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
David, Beverly Hills, Florida. What do you mean when you refer to the tides, when you ask about the existence of God? Science explains the tides, the moon's gravity pulls on the ocean. Okay, how'd the moon get there? Look, you pinheads who attacked me for this, you guys are just desperate. How'd the moon get there? How'd the sun get there? How'd it get there? Can you explain that to me? How come we have that? And Mars doesn't have it.
We should all go to the Mars Wikipedia page right now, Ben.
Venus doesn't have it. How come? Why not? How'd it get here? How did that little amoeba get here? Crawl out there. How'd it do it? Come on. You have order in this universe. You have an order in the universe. Tide comes in, tide goes out. Okay, yeah, the moon does it. Fine. How'd the moon get there? Who put it there? Did it just happen?
It sounds like someone's vacuuming in the background, by the way.
How does he not have any idea about the oldest philosophical question in the history of humanity?
I know.
Like, he didn't know that the argument has gone farther than that thousands of years before him.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't know that unless I...
I even feel stupid bringing up the point that why just assume that God did it if you don't know what did it? Because then who put God there? I feel stupid bringing that up, but he doesn't even recognize that that might get asked.
But the thing is, like, I'm not saying that religious and atheist people are going to agree, but they agree where the point is that they disagree. And he doesn't even seem to know what that point is.
Right.
Okay, if we have existence, if we have life on Earth, how come they don't have it on the other planets? Were we just lucky? Some meteor would do this? Come on. You know, I see this stuff, it's desperate.
I love his meteor sound effect.
What's that?
I love his meteor sound
effect.
I know.
Did you see the look
that
on
really
his
drove
face?
The point home.
He goes, what, meteor did this?
See, I can do sound effects too. Come on.
It takes more faith to not believe
I
and
hate
to think
that
this was all luck, that all this human body, the intricacies of it and everything else, all luck.
Hey, wait a second. You know it takes more faith to not have faith than to have faith, don't you?
That's
why do they say that? I hate that so much.
It doesn't matter. I hate it also, but it's just...
I hope there's no such thing as heaven that all I have to do is lie to God to get there.
I don't want to argue these points because we're just going to end up...
Hang on a second. I wish Christianity was true because then I could just constantly just be walking around, I accept you, Jesus. I accept you, Jesus. Like, whatever sin I do, I immediately accept Jesus afterwards. And I'm cool. Like, you really think I'm going to, like, die instantly and I don't get to accept him one last quick time?
All right, did you send me that clip, man?
Yeah, let's watch that.
You sent me a remix.
I'm never going to let my kids put videos on YouTube.
Wait, say that again?
I'm never going to let my kids put videos on YouTube unless I pre-edit them first. And if anything like this happens, I'm going to beat the shit out of them.
I hate when people take a popular clip and then add in their own dumb things, do a remix.
I like it when they'll show like Bill O'Reilly saying, "You can't explain that." And then it's like a black screen and it says, "Yeah, right." And then it goes back to the clip again. I love that. I would have never thought of that. Yeah, right. Shoddy radio. I was just noticing how comic strips are so funny. And so I don't even know what I'm going to read you. I've never read this before. This is a comic called, I can't figure out if the bottom thing is the title or the top. Hang on.
So what might it be called?
This might be called Jumpstart by Rob Armstrong.
Or?
Nine Chickweed Lane. All right, anyway, it's a woman of ethnic descent.
Okay.
Standing at the foot of the bed of a white woman.
Right.
And it looks like the woman is sick. And then the other lady says, "You didn't touch your meal, Amy." Then Amy says, "I'm very picky about my food. Been this way my whole life. Picky, 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 picky." And then the other woman says, "Well, what do you like? We have a full menu of..." And then the woman interrupts her and goes, "I like being picky." Now, believe it or not, that's by far the funniest comic strip I've read in a long time.
Do you read the comics all the time?
I read these. I flip through them almost every day.
Do you call them the comics or the funnies?
I always tell people, "Hey, I'll see you in the funny pages." That's how I say goodbye to people.
All right, read another one.
Okay. This is actually a pretty good day for comics, unfortunately. Okay, here's one. Marmaduke. This is a single panel cartoon, and it's a guy with a sheepish look on his face, and he's handing roses to, I guess, I assume is Marmaduke. And then there's a real naggy-looking woman peeking her head out the door, and it goes at the bottom, "You forgot our anniversary, but you remember his birthday?" And the guy looks guilty as shit.
How is that a comic?
It's crazy because I feel like a lot of comics don't even have... It doesn't even have a payoff. It's like a premise of a joke, and then it ends.
It's like, "Hey, here, read this for a little while." Okay. Thanks.
Okay, here's one. This is called Prickly City, and it apparently is about a couple of sharks. Okay, there's two angry-looking sharks that are approaching a dopey-looking shark, and the dopey shark is sitting down, and he's got a bag of chips opened, and he's got donuts next to him,
uh-huh,
and crackers, and a soda. And then one of the other sharks says, "Ever since Carl quit smoking, it's been a feeding frenzy."
Is that it?
Yep.
There's not another box?
I feel like...
Let me check again.
I feel like at the end of these jokes, we should just leave a really long silence. Here, try another one.
I agree.
No, I said at the end.
And then just hear like some papers crinkling at the end.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a really good one. Find a good one.
Just crinkle the paper a little bit when you.
Okay, ready. Here's one called Latino Cupid Tips de Amor. And it's a Latin looking gentleman. And he says, diet plays a big part in Latina heart health. When cooking, stop frying and start baking. Buy fresh fruits and vegetables. And then he sees a pretty girl and he goes, experts are divided on chocolate. All right, here's one.
I like that. I like having a long pause.
Oh, okay. Here's a really good one. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this one's called Bliss by Harry Bliss. And it's a guy at a dinner at a nice restaurant.
A dinner or a diner?
He's having dinner.
At a diner? I should write a comic strip.
You really ought to. This is a guy at a fine dining establishment and a waiter who looks like he's guilty. And the guy has wine spilled all over his body, uh-huh. And the waiter has a bottle of wine in his hands. And at the bottom it says, sorry, it's my first day. That was a pretty good one.
Wait, that's the joke?
Yeah, that's it.
It because it's his first day, he spilled wine on
it? The guy spilled wine because it was his first day. Can you imagine having wine spilled all over you?
How is that a joke?
God, I wouldn't want to have wine spilled on me if I was at a fine restaurant.
All right, well, what's the name of this new segment?
It's just called Chris Reads the Funnies.
How about Chris's Comics?
How about See You at the Funny Pages?
Oh, yeah, See You at the Funny Pages.
I'll see you in the funny pages, knucklehead.